You're listening to Glacial Melt from the inside of glaciers from both Greenland and Iceland. Captured by CU Environmental Studies PhD graduate student Chris Dunn, who created an immersive multimedia exhibit, Sensing Ice, Explorations of Knowing Nature.
I wanted to go to Greenland and Antarctica also were huge on my list because I knew that there was just these massive bodies of ice because I just got really interested in ice. All I knew was just from being in these icy places and seeing these glaciers over the years in Alaska in particular, but also Washington State and some other places. And I was like, these are really fascinating entities that just exist. They're just amazing. And I want to know more about this.
The exhibit is on campus in the Earth Sciences and Map Library. It features Dunn's photography and music by Alaskan composer Matthew Bertner that was performed and recorded on site with glaciers.
And so it's not really meant to be an educational exhibit. It's really meant to actually just be about the beauty of nature and some of the complexities of understanding nature and how we conceptualize it. So it's not about climate change awareness. It's about what nature is and what the human relationship with nature is. And so I did a lot of my PhD work on that question, like from like a philosophical, anthropological investigation. And this is like just kind of another way of exploring that same basic question, doing it in a way that is more immediately striking and more accessible. And to take a step back, part of the central component of that, of exploring that question of what nature is and how do we know it, is has to do with the senses. And how our direct sensory encounter with the world differs from something like how science works. And science often works by, particularly glacial science, often works by remote sensing and or interrogating things in a laboratory or ways that simply aren't as attuned to our sort of like base, our like baseline sensual immersion in the world. And which in philosophical parlance, this is called phenomenology, and just kind of actually explore that in a space through media and photography. That's really what I was going for. But then there is this aspect where you're seeing this glacial melt happening at what ended up being a peak, one of the highest peaks ever of surface melt on Greenland when I was actually there. And so when you're seeing these flooding going into the and there's rivers, there's massive flooding that's going into the ocean. I mean, you're really seeing this huge change. Like you're just seeing like one tiny itty bitty little component of this, one of the most massive changes that's probably ever gonna occur in human history. And so I went in with one idea, but there's a lot of other things that are kind of spidering out from it. And that's the way it works and that's the way it should work, I think.
While Dunn did a lot of work abroad, it wasn't until he came back did all of the work of putting on an actual immersive exhibit take place.
Putting the exhibit together was a whole nother level of difficulty. Like, I couldn't have done it without help. Like, I had the basic idea, and it was this extremely ambitious idea. Like, I wanted it to be overwhelming. I wanted it to be immersive, take you on a journey, and just like have a ton of photos. And I wanted one like really large, and I wanted some other media, and it was ambitious, basically. And so like actualizing that was not easy, but I had help, and I needed them. And so I want to just give them credit.
The exhibit is open Mondays through Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To keep up with Dunn's work, visit Chris Dunn on planetearth.weebly.com. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.